Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my
hands up in the air. Josh, tis the most wonderful time of the year currently, December, because Christmas is quickly coming up, and so a lot of people are excited. I'm already seeing stuff about Christmas lights going up. There's a whole kerfuffle about that, but honestly, Christmas is nearly here. It's only 20 days away from today.
Yes.
I am certainly getting into the Christmas cheer. I was gifted a couple of ornaments yesterday that I have started to put around my desk.
Encroaching closely onto my desk.
But it's not on your desk.
There is an invisible line between our two desks because they're next to each other and you are getting very close to crossing that line.
But I haven't yet. I'd like that. I'd like the record to state that.
Waiting for the day.
Well, whenever that happens, you can just push it back over onto my side of the desk.
Oh, yeah.
I want no aggression shown to any of my ornaments,
can't
all right?
promise that.
Okay. This is actually what I wanted to talk about. Because I, so far, currently on my desk, I have like a little mistletoe, I've got a light-up Christmas tree, and I've got a pair of Santa glasses with more ornaments to come.
Yeah,
and
not by far the most extravagant display in the office.
Yes.
Like, there is a desk here at the office with full Christmas lights all over the cubicle. Yeah. There is an inflatable Santa that's actually inside the office next to somebody's desk.
Yeah, it's great.
You are falling behind in terms of the Christmas decorations.
Well, I only just got here.
And I still think you're going over the top.
This is what I want to talk about because this happens every single year. You and I have been best friends for about 7 years now. This happens every single year. You become the Grinch. We're only the fifth day into December and you so quickly become the Grinch. And I just want to get out in front of this because I don't want you to be angry this Christmas. What's your problem? What happened to you on Christmas?
I love the fact that we're just going to... That's how we're going to start things now. What's your problem?
What's your deal?
Now, look, I've got to be honest. Yeah. In the last decade, I've started to turn my nose up to this time of year only because Santa obviously has me on the naughty list. Mm. I don't really get presents anymore. Mm. And I just feel like the whole thing for me is a big letdown.
Yep. It's not even like a wholesale like Christmas despising from you. It's just like a very much in the office one. You don't want to see that.
Oh, no, this is a place of work. is a place of work.
Okay.
We've got to conduct ourselves with a little bit of professionalism, please.
So when we were walking around yesterday, just walking around shops and you were going, oh, that's going to be great for my desk. That's going to be great for... And they were just toys.
Yes.
Is that going to be a place of work as well?
A little bit of professionalism.
Okay.
An ornamental mug is not the same thing as a light display on your table.
Please don't become the Grinch this year.
I absolutely,
if
children come looking for presents, we'll be turning them away. That's what will be happening later.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
I tell you what else is awesome. Watching the property market and just being on top of things, Ned.
Yeah.
Just making sure that you're aware when big record deals are happening. Now, I've read a news story this morning that has ticked my interest.
Okay, great.
And I am ready to tell you all about it.
Please
but
do.
It does actually have a little bit of mystery to it as well.
You did promise that, so I'm very excited to find out what this mystery is.
Okay, new resident to Canberra. Here we go. It's saying this. It is a house in Yarralumla, and it is $6 million. The price has gone for $6 million. It is a record price for the suburb. Very exciting.
Mm.
But the thing that actually has me interested in this, mystery buyer. It's very exciting.
So they just haven't listed who the person who bought it was.
Well, and I can add a little bit more to this if you want to make it even more mysterious.
Mm.
Flew in on a private jet, apparently, to take part in the auction.
Right, now I am actually
interested.
Yeah,
you're actually excited,
now
aren't you?
I am.
This is very cool.
This is quite mysterious.
I like this a lot. Yeah. I like the word mystery. I like every single thing about this story.
Mm.
Even the house looks lovely.
Of course.
And I got to tell you, this is a very elite group of people that could afford to fly a jet in and then buy a house for $6 million.
Of course.
You're not talking about many people there, are you?
No, I think you have to be pretty upper class to be able to, fly in and then also pay this much money.
I know we're talking about the 1%ers.
Mm.
This is like in the, at least the top 50% of the 1%.
Of course.
I don't want to get in percentages. It's confusing. But the point is, the mystery is what I'm very attracted to with this story. And I would like to speculate for a while now on who could possibly be moving into this house.
Well, you want to have a guess of the mystery buyer?
I think there's only a certain few people in the world that could afford to do what this has all been about. Richard Branson. Possibly. Possibly moving into the house.
You think it might be Richard
possibly
Branson?
Possibly Richard Branson adding to his property network. What do you think? Who do you think? First person comes to the top of your head when you say private jet flew in, bought a $6 million house.
Tell you who I actually think it might be. Barack Obama.
Oh, Barry O.
Very political.
He's been to Canberra.
He's been to Canberra. He's been to Australia. He probably loves it here. A lot of Americans do. I reckon it might be old Barry O.
Maybe.
It'd be good. Imagine if having Barry O as your neighbour.
That would be fantastic.
Mm.
But the, yeah,
are you having another think?
Massive Hollywood celebrities. Let's go that way, because that's sort of, Barry's a politician. We've gone businessman with Richard. Let's go with, what about Vin Diesel?
Those Fast and the Furious movies do very well.
Living next door to Dom from Fast and Furious. What do you reckon about that? That'd be pretty exciting, wouldn't it?
No, it would be, but I tell you who I actually think it is.
Okay, take us home. Let's get one more celebrity speculation.
I reckon it's Jonathan Lipnicki.
Who?
Remember the kid from Stuart Little? Him. I reckon it's him.
Okay, so stop. A few things. Yeah. Why is that the first person that came to mind?
He's always the top
when
of mind.
When I told you to think of a Hollywood celebrity that could afford a $6 million house, the kid from Stuart Little is the first person that came to mind.
I went to the top of the list.
The kid from Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Second thing, how far do you think that Stuart Little money's stretching?
No, he's making bank. he's rich, I guarantee it.
His little glasses from Jerry Maguire are adorable. Not $6 million worth of adorable, though.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Josh, keeping up with your family, especially in 2017, is very, very easy.
It's pretty good and also shockingly easy for your parents to keep tabs on you.
Exactly. So many people's parents across the country and the world have Facebook and stuff.
It's a double-edged sword, because sometimes you just don't want that level of involvement, and other times it's really, really comforting.
Exactly. You can just send them a message on Facebook and go, oh, cool, how's it going? Rada. It's very, very convenient. They have started to infiltrate Instagram a lot.
Yeah, my mum's on Insta. She loves it.
Yeah, my mum's also made an Instagram account, but it's a shared account.
My mum's got one of those private Instas as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, being a bit of an influencer. She sells body scrub and stuff like that.
My mum is not private, and she uploads, I mean, I don't think she's listening, but very boring photos.
Of course. Your mum, I think your mum follows me on Instagram, but I don't follow her, because I think I did for a little while, and they're just very much, oh, here's my daughter. Mm. Oh, here's my son. Your mum doesn't talk like that at all. Yeah, she's just normal. Lady,
she's not 70. Yeah.
The photo she posts, you'd think she was 70.
Absolutely. So my mum, I would say, is more up to date than maybe some other people's parents.
She's tech savvy.
She's very tech savvy, and she has recently entered the realm of Snapchat.
Yeah.
She has just gotten a Snapchat. Only on the weekend. I think Friday night she decided to sign up for Snapchat, and I got the little bit of an ad. So I was very, very excited.
Has she started using filters yet? Is she using any, like, the puppy dog filter or the Coachella crown filter or anything like that?
She has not.
No?
She has not yet. She's uploaded onto her Snapchat story. So cool. I don't know who's giving her advice, because she hasn't figured this out on her own.
It's so funny, because your mum's gone from Insta to Snapchat, so she thinks, oh, they've done the Instagram thing with the stories. Mm. Doesn't realise it's actually the other way around.
She's not been here for the whole journey. So my mum sent me a snap when she first got it, saying, my first snap, it's of my dog Tex. It's very, very good. I was like, this is going to be great, because now I can, like, keep up to date with mum a little bit, and that's exactly what I want. Yes. So I went, oh, fantastic. I sent her a Snapchat back and just went, oh, great to see Tex. Fantastic, you've got Snapchat. Very proud of you. It was opened.
Yeah.
It got hit with the open. So I was like, you know what? That's fine. She's probably getting a lot of these messages.
She's a pathologist. She's a scientist. She's got stuff on. She can't be Snapchatting you at all hours of the day.
That's fine. She doesn't even reply to the first one. Since then, what are we on, Tuesday? So that's 5 days from now. I've sent her about 20. She's opened every single one of them, and I haven't got a reply to any of them yet. What's going on?
Well, your mum doesn't love you. That's clearly what's going on.
Apparently so.
Your mum's a pathologist. She's a scientist. She got lots on. Yeah. I did say that, but this is different. This is 15 unopened.
Yeah.
She's just not that into you, mate.
She was opening them literally on Sunday. She was opening them within 5 minutes of me sending them. Nothing.
Having said all of that, in fairness to Karen, K-Wolf, your mum, I have been on the receiving end of your Snapchats. Mm. They can be quite boring.
Wow.
Yeah.
So not only does my mum not love me, but I also suck at Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
It's not so much you suck at Snapchat. Yeah. You're boring.
I live a boring life.
I think you use Snapchat well. You use a lot of filters. Yeah. You do put a nice little caption occasionally.
I need it.
Just super boring.
This is not how I wanted this to go.
Can I just say quickly, if this was a girl and not your mum, I'd be saying to you right now, take the hint, mate. Take the hint.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
We are about to get into a very, very special display of psychic ability with a game we like to call the tattoo game, name to be obviously bettered as time goes on through meetings and so forth.
I feel like that is the case. Josh, usually you and I on this show do a bit of a versus. It's you versus me.
This is teamwork.
This is teamwork. Today, we're a unified psychic front.
It's whoever has the better psychic feeling about this game will take the guess. Now, the way this works, you get on the phone, 131060, and tell us what your tattoo looks like. Tell us what it is, not where it is.
Please don't tell us where it is.
Based off just the description, we'll try and work out where it is located on your body. Now, here we go. Time to get into a bit of a sensual psychic zone. Some Enya. Fantastic. All right. Here we go. It's very calming, I find, this music.
It's Enya. Of course you do. Everyone.
No one goes, you know what I rock out to? Enya.
Yeah, Enya's my gym music.
Okay. Here we go. Belinda's on the line. Belinda, are you there?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Are you ready to play the tattoo game?
Yeah, sure.
First things first, we're going to need a description of your tattoo.
It's a Japanese symbol for love.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice. Very good pick, Belinda.
All right, here we go.
You feeling anything, mate?
I'm not having a massive psychic feeling about this.
I'll tell you what I am.
You are. Oh,
straight
my goodness.
Away.
Here we go.
Straight off the bat, I'm having a psychic feeling.
Here we go.
Belinda, I'm going to say, I reckon this is on the back of your neck.
No.
What the hell was that?
What do you mean?
What was that?
Hang
on. A psychic feeling that you're having in the studio and you let the team down like that? That was absolutely ridiculous.
Well, then you do it. You guess, even though she just said close to my guess.
Belinda, this is on your wrist.
No.
She said close.
She might have been trying to psych us out.
Why would she? There's
Belinda,
nothing for her to gain out of that.
It's on my right shoulder.
Of course it is.
I nearly said shoulder blade.
Did you?
Damn it.
That's a real shame you did it and then listened to the only advice we were given.
Damn it. Belinda, thank you very much for playing the tattoo game this morning.
No worries.
You have
welcome
a great
to the radio. Oh, nice to have you.
Thank you very much, Belinda. I really appreciate that, Belinda. It's nice to be here. Better when Ned actually gets things right. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. We've
got Rick on the line from Hume, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. Okay, welcome to Canberra.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rick.
Really appreciate that, Rick. Now, what we're going to need from you is a description of your tattoo, please.
Okay, it is a gypsy.
Okay, all right then.
Just the head of the gypsy.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you have to go now because I refuse to take... I'm not going to fall on anything for this team anymore.
All right, Rick. This, absolutely, 100%...
Wow, it's confident.
...is on your arm, like in the upper bicep area.
Nah, mate, nah.
Nah. You idiot.
All right, Rick. Okay, all right. That was bad. That was bad, everyone. That was my bad.
Yeah, I'm feeling something again.
You're feeling something again.
I've got it going
on. I wasn't
on.
Ready for the psychic music to have to go again.
Let's get it going again.
Okay, here we go.
Let me hear the Enya. Rick.
Yes.
I reckon this is on your calf muscle.
Nah, very close.
See, once again, very close.
Where is it, Rick?
It's on my left thigh.
Ah, no! This has not been a great demonstration of any psychic ability.
I'm just going to flat out say, we suck. We're not psychic at all.
Okay, good.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Now, Ned, there is a tradition, of course. You have to send a letter to Santa at Christmas if you want the big man to bring you some presents.
Look, he, as smart and as magical as he is, he can't tell exactly what you want.
That's 100% correct. You need to basically have a bit of a chat to him via letter form. Still doesn't have any digital communication. Likes the old snail mail just a little bit.
Oh, it's classic. It's great.
The thing here is, though, I am taking a little bit of a look here at one jaded six-year-old who has written a letter to Santa.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely amazing. Basically, just not too impressed with what Santa has to dish up.
Wow.
Basically said that Santa's... Santa said that... She said... I'm going to paraphrase the tweet.
Yeah.
She said that Santa's naughty list is empty.
Yep.
His nice list is empty.
Yeah.
And he is empty.
Okay.
She's six. No, it was basically paraphrasing, but that's what the tweet said. I love this. I love it. I love the fact that that a six-year-old could be this jaded this early in her life. She's just sitting there going, you know what? I don't want to be judged. Yeah. I don't want to be judged. Yeah. And that's fine. I feel very much the same towards Santa sometimes. I'm like, Santa, who are you to sit up on high and say, you were naughty, you were nice? You don't know the situation I'm in.
Exactly. You don't know my circumstances. I remember one year I wrote Santa a list that was at least 75 things long.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And I'm talking PlayStations. I think I wanted a bike as well that year. And then I think that year I got 3 things from Santa.
Yeah.
And so then I realized that everything that I ask for is not what I'm going to get.
You know what? Sometimes Santa writes back, sometimes he doesn't. And then when he doesn't, it's because of kids like you that write this 75 item long list. Yeah. It's got a banked up lot of letters that he needs to get through. It's ridiculous. I'm pretty excited to see this 6-year-old's feelings towards other things like Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny.
Oh, they're
can you imagine the grief that this 6-year-old would give the Tooth Fairy?
The Tooth Fairy, when I was a kid, it was $1. But I'm hearing that the Tooth Fairy now is giving $10, $20 perhaps per tooth.
I think this 6-year-old is that savvy and switched on to the way the world is.
Yeah.
She's going to want it in Bitcoin. The Tooth Fairy, you're going to take my human teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bitcoin. That's what we're doing.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Yesterday, you purchased your first car. Pretty monumental day in anybody's life.
Very exciting.
Very, very excited for you. We drove out into pretty much the middle of nowhere, spoke to a guy who was the utmost professional in terms of buying a secondhand car.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you buy a secondhand car, you don't get a professional. You get somebody who you're sort of sitting there going, oh my God, this thing's going to fall apart the second I drive away.
And this guy was great. He was saying, look, it's parcel of its safety ratings.
Had the roadworthy.
Roadworthy.
Insurance handovers. Mm. He was ready to go. The only thing he did point out to you was that the boot cable snapped, which means you can't open the boot from inside the car. You have to go around the back and do it with the key.
Which is it's an easy fix problem,
but it's a problem. Telling everybody about this snapped boot cable and how hard you've got it. And you have a beautiful car that is going fantastic so far. We drove around last night, but you still tell every new person that sees it about the snapped boot cable like you're actually doing a battle. You're in some kind of a war.
Well, I've got to tell them, I've got to get them across what's wrong with the car first.
Okay.
I can't just say it's perfect because it's not, is it?
Look, I wanted basically an army of callers.
Yeah.
I mean, it pretty much is perfect, by the way. I wanted an army of callers to show you what can be wrong with a new car.
Okay.
Just so you'd shut the hell up about it, basically.
Yep. I'm very excited to hear what's going wrong with cars out there.
We've got Brad on the line from Belconnen. Now, Brad, what was wrong with your first car, mate?
Morning, boys. Welcome to Canberra.
Thank you very much.
Brad.
Appreciate that, Brad. Now, please tell Ned how good he's got it. What was wrong with your car?
Righto, boys. All right. I lived in Bathurst, got a brand new job, so I needed a car.
Yep.
Well, did the messaging back and forwards and decided, yep, I'll go look at it. It was only sending me a picture of one side, so when
that's
I got
a problem.
There, I was, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, long story cut short, the back right tyre was missing, and he wanted to charge me to go get a tyre.
Okay. All right. So there you go. So snap boot cable sounding pretty good.
Yeah. Hang on. So he wanted to charge you to go and get the tyre, and then he was going to sell it to you.
Yes. So, mate, you got it good.
I have it quite good, actually.
It was like our old real estate agent used to make us cover their transaction time between when our rent would go in and the bank would process it.
Mm.
This is the same as that. You know, you're selling a car. It needs to have 4 tyres. That's not my responsibility. Brad, thanks so much for the call, mate.
All good, boys.
Now, we got Matt on the line as well from Yass. Now, Matt, what was wrong with your first car?
Mate, I had a blue bird of an 82 model, station wagon. The windscreen wipers didn't work.
Fantastic. All right, now, did it rain last night when you picked the car up, Ned?
Yeah, it did,
okay,
actually,
so that would have been a bit of a problem, wouldn't it, Matt?
Yeah. They actually work, but when you turned them off, they... One would stop in the middle of the windscreen. One would stop
just out of sync.
Yeah, that's kind of a bit of a vision obscuring situation.
That's all right.
Now we've got Janine on the line from Gungahlin as well. Now, Janine, please finish this off for us. What was wrong with your first car?
I had a 1988 Honda Prelude. She was beautiful, and you had electric windows and electric sunroof.
Wow,
beautiful.
Yeah, you're living the life.
And the sunroof used to leak when it rained.
Okay, that's one. That's one problem with living the life with a sunroof.
Honestly, I love sunroofs so much that I'd almost just put up with that.
So I used to back out of my driveway, and I had a bucket, and I had to hold the water into the bucket.
You'd be the only person in the world who needs like a wet floor sign for your car. Yeah. Jeanette.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
I tell you what, something that I always enjoy seeing on Facebook is the ordinary rig photos. Guys, yes, that are just happy with having that dad bod style physique.
Absolutely.
And one of the big competitions being run by Budgie Smugglers is to find Australia's most ordinary rig.
It's such a good, yeah, it's such a good hunt because it's just someone who's really living their best life.
That is it. And 23-year-old Canberra mechanic Josh Russell Edwards has made it to the top 10. He's got a mullet, he's got a tattoo of Simba, and he's wearing Budgie Smugglers. And look, it is a glorious sight to be seen. If you'd like to check it out for yourself, you can head to the Budgie Smuggler Facebook page and, in fact, vote for Josh because he is in the top 10. We would love to see a Canberra local take out this very prestigious award.
Absolutely. I couldn't think of anything better.
I'm lucky enough, in fact, to have Josh on the phone right now. How's it going this morning, mate?
Good. How are you, boys?
Yeah, not too bad.
Very
thanks,
well,
mate.
Thanks, mate.
Very excited to be having a chat to you. Now, look, here's the first question I've got. With this whole thing, how does it feel to be in this elite group of company that you're now up against to take out the title?
It's actually a bit surreal at the moment. Yeah. Never quite thought I'd be ranked amongst the top 10 ordinary people in Australia.
I mean, it's a bit of a backhanded compliment, but it's a compliment nonetheless, Josh. You got to think of it that way.
Well, that's it. Like, I'm definitely, you know, I'm happy with myself. So
yeah, good.
If other people are happy with that and willing to vote for me, that's pretty great.
Absolutely.
My question to you here, Josh, and this is very important for me if I was ever to continue down my current body shape path, how much work goes into maintaining your ordinary rig?
Oh, it's quite a fair bit of work.
Yeah.
You'd sort of think otherwise, but you know, you have to eat the right food.
Of course.
The right activities as well. Yeah, it's not just a...
How much activity do you think is required to maintain the rig?
Depending on the activities, but I'd have to say from zero to nothing.
Yeah, good. Okay. Very good. Yep. Fantastic. Okay. I really, really like this life philosophy so far. It's fantastic.
Josh, look, mate, you've got the Lion King tattoo, obviously very good pick for a tattoo.
Yes.
You also have the mullet. Which came first, the mullet or the Lion King tat?
The Lion King tat.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to say the mullet can come and go, but the tattoo is permanent.
Yeah.
What was the motivation behind the Lion King tattoo? Just a big Disney fan?
Well, there's that. I actually also got it with my old man as well.
Nice.
Brilliant.
We actually got it as, you know, like a remember who you are kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
That's very good.
I saw it and didn't expect it to have that deep of a meaning, so that's brilliant. Mate, we've just started the new breakfast show here. We've got to do some photos today, a bit of a photo shoot to get some stuff for the website and all that. We're a bit nervous about it. I did notice in some of your photos, you look very natural, very calm, even one where you're holding a chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
My question to you, Josh, is how do you approach a photo shoot? How do you stay comfortable, not get nervous? How does it work?
Well, I think you just have to go in, expect to have a little bit of fun and just go from there. You know, make the most of it. It's not, you know, every day you get to have a photo shoot.
Would you recommend us taking chainsaws? Because it does seem to have added a level of comfort for you.
Oh, I feel like chainsaws are a very comfortable tool to have.
Okay, of course. Right, then. All right.
Was it your chainsaw or was the chainsaw supplied, Josh?
That one was actually supplied.
Okay, good. Maybe in our photo shoot, they'll have a chainsaw. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. Josh, mate, thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning and good luck with it. We're all rooting for you. We're going to get people to vote, hopefully, and maybe you can take out the title of Australia's Most Ordinary Rig.
That'd be great. Thanks very much for having me on.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned, Tuesday the 5th of December will go down as the day that Australia officially got Amazon.com.au.
Amazon.com.au has hit our shores, our internet shores.
It's launched and it's definitely up there, just taking a bit of a look at it right now. There's all sorts of deals on electronics, toys, games, beauty, clothing. I'm even looking at Finnish Powerballs. So
Brilliant. Pretty
much everything is on Amazon.com.au. Now, lots of Australian businesses are very nervous because this is going to change the landscape a little bit, is what the news has been saying for the last 3 years. So we'll have to wait and see if that actually ends up happening. But a lot of local rental businesses already starting to offer delivery options and that sort of stuff to combat like what they're seeing as a big potential threat.
Of course.
I like the idea that the delivery is the response to Amazon. So Amazon doing delivery.
Yep.
If other businesses respond by offering delivery.
Delivery all around.
Potentially, this could absolutely change human life as we know it.
Mm.
Would you like to know how?
Yeah, honestly, I'd love to know how because that's a huge claim you've just made.
I'm envisioning a world where I don't ever, ever leave the house.
What? Work?
Nah, this radio thing's a sham. I already know they can pump a microphone into the house and I could just do it from the house. So coming into this room every day, while it's a nice room, it's a farce. We don't have to do it.
So how does
that... They can basically do radio from anywhere.
So does that mean I come to your house to
You'd stay in your house. We'd never have to meet, potentially.
Food?
Delivery.
Oh, there's delivery food.
Yeah, delivery food. That's been around for ages, but even that's gotten better lately with all the different services that'll now bring restaurant food straight to you.
This is dangerous, especially for you.
Call out doctors. You can get call out doctors. So if something goes wrong with you during all of this, just bring somebody to your house to fix you.
I should absolutely be able to ban you from delivery services.
There should be
some kind of app where I can go put a black spot onto Josh so he can absolutely not access any of these delivery services.
Ned, I really want to consider a world where I never have to leave the home.
Why is it something you want?
Because I got to tell you what.
What?
I got to tell you what. Yeah. I'm comfy at home.
Yeah, okay.
I'm really comfy at home. Trackies, no undies under the trackies, just comfy at home.
Maybe you should stay at home, actually.
Are you right now going to look me in the eye and tell me you've never worn trackies without undies?
I'm saying I don't do it enough for it to be a thing.
Keep in mind that I'm your best friend.
Okay, I've done it before.
How dare you lie to Canberra like that? Everybody wants to stay at home forever. Bring on the future.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Now, Ned, I did say something had made me kind of angry,
You said
upset.
You're upset.
I don't know if it's angry or upset, but I'm something.
You're feeling things.
I'm rattled a little bit this morning, mate.
I'm here for you.
Unprofessional on the second show. I should be a little bit more composed, a little bit more together. Cosmo have announced a list of the 30 most eligible bachelors in Australia.
Right.
You and I not on that list.
You're kidding.
Both bachelors not on the list. I've got to say, that wasn't the part that upset me. Didn't expect to be on the list.
I was going to say, the Cosmo have been doing this for a few years now. We've yet to make the list once, either of us, so you should be across that we're not going to make it.
Honestly, the lads that have made this list of the most eligible bachelors in Australia, I think if you combined it all, we're talking 30, what's 30 times 6? Can't do the maths quickly, but we're talking
a lot.
Hundreds of abs.
Yeah.
Like, not six packs, we're talking hundreds packs.
Hundreds packs.
Actually, everyone has abs. Yeah. It seems to be the way to go. I think here, and look, I want to quickly say something. The part that's really upset me about this, there are a lot of, quote, media personalities, a few TV presenters.
I'm seeing a surf instructor here.
Some social media people. Yeah. Not a single radio announcer on the list by the looks of things.
Usually we get at least one in
Usually we get the token person.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll hear him on the weekends. Usually Angus O'Loughlin gets a look in because he is in tremendous shape.
He's a beautiful young man.
Not this year.
No.
Not looking at this list. And I got to say, this hurts. I mean, this does hurt. And I would like to make something pretty clear, if I may.
This is a bit of a community service
announcement.
Yeah, okay.
It's days like today that the joke, oh, you have a face for radio.
Yep.
It isn't funny, guys.
No.
If you see us in the streets, please don't make that joke.
We understand it's a very funny joke. We get it.
I wouldn't say it's funny.
Not anymore.
It's hurtful.
Yeah.
Especially today. It's going to be tough for people out there. We didn't even get a single look in on the top 30 bachelors. And I would really like if you sit there and go, oh, I can see why you're not on the TV. That hurts. That kind of stuff stings. So please be careful when you're making jokes about the radio. All right.
Is tomorrow okay to make those jokes?
Yeah, probably go back to doing it then. But yeah,
just for today.
Just know they sting a little bit. You and I, we're going to get into F45, and this is going to be our new theme music in 6 months.
Ned and Josh.
Get up with Ned and Josh. Ned and Josh's Great Aussie Butler is your ticket to avoiding queues at the Common Street Feast.
Okay, who's got food in here?
But to get a butler, you need to be a butler.
Yes.
Hungry, gluttony, never tasted so good at the Common Street Feast.
That is right. You know, like, we are hopefully going to give somebody a butler for the common street feast. Not I'm just that, but $200 voucher to spend as well. And that's what we're hoping to do today. But the way we do this is, if you don't want to live like an Aussie butler, you need to become an Aussie butler.
It's and very simple.
We've got a little bit mad with power with our new radio show.
Yep.
And I am thinking we're just trying to get people to do odd jobs for us. Maybe amuse us. I don't
Yesterday,
know.
Yesterday, we got someone to bring us breakfast.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a very typical butler thing to do.
I cannot believe we got Macca's delivered to the studio. So we are looking for something a little butler-esque this morning. And honestly, I think we've hit a new stratosphere with the going mad with power. Like, if I was actually a super rich person, I think I'd get people to do stuff like our task today.
I think so.
Just to amuse me. I got Alyssa on the line from Dixon. Alyssa, are you there?
I am, yeah.
Fantastic. All right, Very good. Are you ready to be our butler today?
I am.
You're a little bit nervous about what the task may be?
I'm very nervous.
And that's understandable.
Don't be. We're just like, we listen to a lot of hits and old school here in the studio at Hit 104.7. And it's kind of, I mean, Ned came up with an interesting idea to have a bit of a sing this morning, Alyssa.
Well, this is something I haven't told Josh. I've kept Josh in the dark because I said, I'm going to get the butler today to sing. But because Josh is pretty much solidified himself as a Grinch, I think that we make it a little bit more festive.
This wasn't part of the deal.
No, well, there was no deal.
Okay, so now Alyssa, you're just Ned's butler this morning.
That's fine. That's okay. Alyssa, I've taken over Master Ned Brewer. I've taken over that duty. And so I'd like you to potentially sing me a Christmas carol.
Oh, God.
Any one of your choosing.
It's too early. It's the 5th of December.
No, it's never too early for a Christmas carol.
Are you actually going to do it, Alyssa?
I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay, here we go. You can pick any of them. There's thousands. So you go for whichever one you want, Alyssa.
All right. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows.
Like a light bulb. Oh, that is? That's it. Okay, very good. Congratulations. That's all we needed.
Well, you can really sing, Alyssa.
Alyssa can actually sing. That was well done. That was a swerve we weren't ready for there.
Absolutely
with the person
not.
Actually really sing.
Yep.
Well done, Alyssa. Congratulations. That's a $200 voucher to spend at the Commons and also a butler for you and your mates so that you don't need to stand in lines. Now, Alyssa, are you going to make your butler sing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can't promise they'll actually.
I don't know if they actually will. Yeah. It's kind of the whole dignity thing.
But you can ask them.
Yeah, maybe. It'll possibly happen.
They might have a song in their heart.
Alyssa, thank you so much for giving us a call this morning and congratulations.
Thanks so much, guys.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Josh, you said something to me yesterday that you think was not a confession. But because I know you so well, it was a confession.
Yeah, well, that was it. You said just before that you were going to say something that I confessed to. I just remember having conversations with you yesterday. I don't remember confessing to anything.
What it is a new app that you've decided to download.
Mm-hmm.
You're very, very tech savvy.
Oh, I remember. I know now exactly what this is going to be. Cool.
And so yesterday we were walking around and I noticed that you were doing, I thought you were on your banking app. Mm. And so I was like, that's kind of weird. Like you don't usually just check your finances because you're quite bad with them.
I hide my finances from myself.
I don't think you need to be reminded of them.
I check my finances when a card doesn't work. I go, ooh, okay.
And up until then, you always stay in the darkness. But I was very curious when I saw this come up yesterday. So I asked you what it was, and I came to find out that it wasn't banking as much as it was...
making bank.
No, not making bank. It was a Bitcoin app.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a cryptocurrency app,
I think. I've actually got Litecoin and Bitcoin.
Mm. This is such a bad idea.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that cryptocurrency is a bad idea. I'm saying you doing cryptocurrency is a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you are horrible with money
so bad at the
best of times.
But that's all changing now because I have sunk $150 into Bitcoin.
Why no? That's too much.
And $130 into Litecoin.
What?
And I now have $302.
So hang on. So you put in $130, $150, and you're on. So that's $280, and now you're on $330.
$302.
$302. So you've made $22.
Isn't that amazing?
know? How long have you had it for?
You know what? And 2 weeks. But the point here is, and you know, the thing I really, really resent about this whole conversation is the fact that I am trying to do something active to make myself richer, and you think that is a bad idea for me.
It is a bad idea for you. You're so bad at managing the money you do have that I can't imagine what you're going to do with the money you're investing in things.
No, there are a lot of people that obviously are scared by this. You, obviously, you're just scared about the lifestyle I'm about to live.
I am, actually, because I'm going to have to probably finance it.
Gulfstream jets.
No.
High-rise apartments.
Absolutely not.
Of course, yes. The Winklevoss twins from Facebook, they just got announced as the world's first billionaires thanks to Bitcoin.
The guys that essentially halfway invented Facebook.
Yeah, having said that, though, they did sink $14 million, not $130, but still, you're just jealous. You're jealous of the life I'm about to live. You're going to be, I tell you what, there's no need for you to be nervous, mate. Our lifestyles are going to be different. I get all of that. You're worried. Your best friend's going to leave you behind. Financially, yes, of course. But you will be my little orphan Annie, and I'll be Daddy Warbucks. No. And I'm taking you along for the ride with me. There's no need to be worried, okay? No need to be worried.
Okay, hang on. Let's just stay for the... Stop playing that song, okay?
Oh, you're just picturing it now. What a great lifestyle I'm about to lead.
Let's just pretend for the moment that I am an idiot, that I've gotten all this wrong.
It's not hard to pretend.
That I have completely...
I'm there.
Let's just completely ignore the past 7 years of our friendship and me witnessing how you handle money. Why don't you just explain to me cryptocurrency?
Explain to me how it works.
Explain to me anything about Bitcoin or Litecoin, if you will.
I'm gonna be flying high. That's all I know.
That's what I thought.
Get up with Ned and Josh.